Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shiris Pantzor, Lui Nishvah, Sarim B'yakah, Shalom, Le'a B'Sitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro, Daf, Lamed Zayin. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about someone who gets trees. Does he have the land below the trees or not? And in Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that if there's two people who purchase from the owner of the land, one purchased the land and one will purchase the trees. The Shaila is if the owner of the trees has the land. And the Gemara Amud Beis explains that according to Rapapo, we say that for sure the owner of the trees has the land below. It doesn't make sense. He got the trees without the land. Hi, what about Ayin Yofa? Ayin Yofa is Ayin Yofa to both. There's Ayin Yofa to the person who bought the land. There's Ayin Yofa to the one who bought the trees. And this, the Arsameach, in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel, brings us a raya to the following case. You have two people that they purchased the aliyahs for the entire year. One purchased the aliyah before the achron, before the last aliyah, which comes before maftir, that is his aliyah. Usually that's going to be shvi. That's his aliyah the entire year. The other one purchased the end of the sefer, every ending of the sefer. When you go to chazak, chazak means chazek. That's what he purchased. Now you have, comes Parshas Shkolim that falls on Rosh Chodesh. And that week, you're finishing sefer Shmois, meaning Parshas Pekudei. So the siyum of the Sefer is the aliyah before the last. Because the last aliyah will be Rosh Chodesh, and the mafti will be Shkolim. So two people are fighting who should get this aliyah. The one who purchased the one before the achron, because he says, I'm supposed to get the aliyah before the achron. Or the one who bought the siyum of the Sefer, who says, I bought all the siyum of this fire. This is the end of Sefer Shmois. Says the Rosameach, the Rayas from our Gemara. You see that when someone got trees, it doesn't make sense, he got the trees only. Because then he won't have the trees, he has to take care of the trees when they dry out. So a part of the cheshbon is that he's going to get whatever is needed for the trees. So if so, over here as well, someone bought the siyumim of the sefer, he bought, how many siyumim? Obviously it's not for Zoy Sabrach, he bought the four siyumim of the four sfar. And al das hachi, that the one who bought the one before the achrim, when it comes a week like this, he's buying one aliyah earlier. Which for this specific case, where you have the end of the Sefer, you have Rosh Chodesh, you have Shkolim, he's buying Chamishi. So Sameach used this concept that when you make sense, that's how they divided it, to use it for the end of the Sefer. Interesting, in Inyan, there Sameach connects to our Sugya. And one more Nekud on this Inyan, another Inyan. So we learned over here, the Gemara says, that because you say Ayin Yafo, that the seller gave the owner of the trees, he got also the land. That makes sense, and that's how he gave it to him, the trees together with the land. So with this, the Ponim Yofos comes to answer a big question in Parshas Koyach. It says that it's brought down that Truma is given to the Koyan. That's what the Torah says. So how can you give Truma to the Koyan in the Midbar? Truma is not knowing until you go into Eretz Yisrael. It's Dova Shalom Bala Olam. How can you do it? So the Ponim Yofos is based on our Gemara. Because he's saying Moicher, by Yofo Moicher, he gave him the tree together with the land to hold onto the tree. So also here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the Koyanim Koyach in the karka. They have as if they got a karka to hold on to the truma. The same way the owner of the tree has the karka to hold his trees, the koyanim have a chilek in each karka to hold on the truma. And in real it's dover, shebol oilon, because they have the karka. And this is a tremendous chiddush of the Purim Yafos, that the koyanim have a right, not only in the fruits to grow in the land for the truma, but they actually have a right in the land itself. This is something that needs to bring more birur and hoichachas if this thing works according to the Pasha of Shah and the Gemaras. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list or to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.